Somebody look at somebody next to you and say, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? Don't you love him? I want to try to sing a little bit of a chorus that's been on my heart. If y'all can sing it with me. If you can't, just fake it. It'd be all right. I don't. Where were you at right there? Using G? Hallelujah. Lift your hands and love Jesus. Let's try A. Everybody loves A, right? I know it. I know it. My sister here, she hates the A. Sister Diane. She helps with the music. They've been so wonderful here. Ain't they been great? Hallelujah. Forever and ever, God's kingdom will stand. I divided one body, not divided by man. Well, it came down from heaven at the Master's command. Forever and ever, God's kingdom's gonna stand. Forever and ever, God's kingdom will stand. I'll divide one body, baptized in one body, not divided by man. Don't you love him? It came down from heaven at the Master's command. Forever and ever, God's kingdom's gonna stand. Just same thing over and over. We're gonna say it a couple more times. Forever and ever. Look at somebody and say, God's kingdom's gonna stand. Hallelujah. Baptized in one body. It's not divided by man. Hallelujah. It came down from heaven at the Master's command. Forever and ever, God's kingdom's gonna stand. Don't you love him? Lift your hands up real high. Oh, hallelujah. Baptized in one body. The kingdom of God is something that cannot be divided. That is why it's the most powerfulest thing that's ever existed. It's the most powerfulest that's ever been. You know, the Bible says that the kingdom does not come with observation to say, lo, it's here or it's there. Said, but it's in you. Hallelujah. If I've ever felt such a unity of the Holy Ghost, a unity of the Spirit of God, I feel one now in spite of Samson's eyes being put out. In spite of you in a brick pit and you're making bricks. You can't see your way out. But yet the Word of God has told you that it's coming. That I'm going to deliver you by an outstretched hand. See, if God did not allow things to be like they is, we'd say we did it. God can't have that. In His great, great mercy, sometimes we can't see. We can't vision. But His mercy sometimes comes in hard things. Sometimes it's hard. But it's the only way He can make you see. I've said if God would not have allowed the things to happen in the Capitol like it did, there'd be no change. There ain't been one in 50 years. Why change now? See, God sees something that we don't. I'm honored to have the senator here. Appreciate you being here. It's a great honor. And all of God's people. But I believe that we're in a day that there's a manifestation of the Spirit of Elijah. And I just got to be real plain with you. If God can take somebody like me, jerk me out of an 18-wheeler. And the first week, the dream gets 1 million views. I went 7 years on stuff and you'd never know I existed. Because all 25 of my viewers was faithful. But all at once, God's hand reached down. And you know, I'm going to share a message with you tonight. We're going to sing this one more time. But the power of unity. The power of standing together in spirit. Baptized into one body. Don't you feel something special here tonight? Hallelujah. Let's sing it one more time. Forever and ever, God's kingdom will stand. Baptized in one body, not divided by man. Ain't you feeling? Oh, it came down from heaven at the Master's command. Forever and ever, God's kingdom will stand. Forever. God's kingdom will stand. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a great big praise. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, I appreciate you. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. I love you and I adore you. I'm gonna always walk before you. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up with me and tell him, oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. Lord, I love you and I adore you. I'll always walk before you. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you and I adore you. I'm going always walk before you. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a great big praise. You can be seated if you want to. Hallelujah. I can hear the angels sing sometimes. That's new for me. I was telling the pastor today, I've come into a new realm that I've never walked in before. I've come into a place that I've never seen before. I've never felt the power that I feel today. There's a faith in my heart. That God is going to do exactly what He said. There's no waver. You know, sometimes in my past, I've wavered a little bit and thinking, well, Lord, are You going to move? Are You going to help me, or are You just going to leave me out here? I remember saying one time, sometimes you can go through a trial and you wonder if it's God putting you through the trial or is it the devil? Sometimes it's both. That was free. Sometimes it's both, because when Satan went before the Lord about Job, he said, have you considered my servant Job? And see, the thing about it, the devil went to tempt him, but guess who led him? All right? God said, okay. Okay, you can tempt him, but you can't take his life. You ever wondered sometimes why God might allow things to be? Why does He allow some of the hardships to come? Hallelujah. If I've ever been encouraged about a move of God, it's what's happening right now. I am not discouraged. I'm not worried about the stealing of everything. You know, Jesus told Pilate, He said, you couldn't do anything to me My father wouldn't let you. They can't do nothing. I've been threatened. Bodily threatened since I've been here even. Told me if I didn't leave California, they was going to do something to me and my family. Well, just in case you're watching out here on Facebook, it's hard for you to spook me. Especially when the Lord is on my side. I know that I am different. I know that I didn't come play in church. This old truck driver's real. What God has done is supernatural. And I want to minister to you just a little bit tonight on if I can put it as a final message or a closing message for this meeting. And I want to begin with Genesis, the 11th chapter, if you got your Bibles. Oh, Lord, bless me with a beautiful Bible a while ago. Got my name on it. I couldn't wait, sister. I'm sorry. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I had to unwrap it. Hallelujah. I was eyeballing hers and coveting her Bible on her, in her desk back there. So she helped me stop coveting hers and bought me one. From Genesis, the 11th chapter, the first verse. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and tower, and the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Lord, open our hearts tonight. Speak to us. Unite us in your word and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we come to you. Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, some of Satan's greatest tactics and wedges. It's not just Satan's, but it is also with politics, whether you're Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever you might be, whatever business you might be in. If there's division, if your vision is not eye to eye, if you don't become one, there'll be trouble. You cannot unite together. You cannot accomplish what you want to accomplish. I've been telling everyone all over the country since it's evident that God has put me in this place. And God has moved in such a manner that there's people flying from all over the United States. We've had them even fly in from overseas to see me. Now that might not get you wrinkled up, but it does me. But when God begins to start to do something, it's no longer in a man's hand. It's no longer in a church's hand. It's no longer in the fivefold ministry's hand. It's no longer with the prophet, even though God uses them all. It turns to an order of the heavens. I had a dream before I come here, and Brother Robin Bullock, I'm sorry I got to tell it. I can't wait no more. You'll forgive me, brother. Hallelujah. But I was trying to hold it, and I can't hold it no more. But I found out that when it comes down to a war, and the Lord is fighting something that we cannot see, His ways is not ours. We do not fight like He fights. And any time that the division comes in and Satan fills the heart, especially with the church, because that's when all power is in with the church. And like I said, even with businesses, maybe not be so spiritual, but those that are, but it puts the Lord first. If you do not unite together, if you do not stand and have one goal, one vision, to put aside some of the things that we fought about so long. And when I say that, I'm talking about religious standards and religious ways. And I'm not saying that our ways are wrong. I didn't come here to beat up everybody about your belief. I come here to tell you it's time for us to pick up this sword and do what everybody should be doing. Pray. Can we unite together long enough that I can join arm in arm and say, "Sister, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to fight this fight with you. I've got one goal, one vision, one thing on my mind, and that's to defeat the enemy that's in this county." Those of you that might have been here last night, some of you that might be a little more sensitive on the spiritual realm, you sensed a presence here that was not normal. Did anybody feel that? Raise your hands if you did. See, Satan, I've learned this, that being that who I am, being that God has done what He's done, the Lord has front runners. And I didn't know I was one till the devil started showing up inside my house, walking through my hallways, and doing the things he's done. There's a witch that's here in the state of California. And it just enthuses me. because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Satan has no power over me. He has no power over you. You will feel the presence of a fight. Just because that you're in church, just because that you're praying, does not mean that you will not feel the enemy at your toes. You will often feel the very presence of the battle that you are battling. But something stands up in you real tall and says, "You ain't got nothing on me." Hallelujah. But for years and years, the Lord has tried to unite the church to where that the church would operate as one body, that we could accomplish our goal, and that's to seek and to save the lost. Jesus said if you, in His name, you'd cast out devils, you'd heal the sick. He told them, he told the disciples to cleanse a leper and raise the dead. We are in a battle that we've never been in before in our lives. We're in a battle for the very sovereignty and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel. When Jesus died on the cross, He finished a work there that we are part of today. Now, I know a lot of people believes that they really control the world. A lot of the political arena thinks that we're cuckoo. Well, I might be. You might have a good point. But the power that's in the real anointing and the real Word of God, you can't touch it. And the Lord has been telling me since I've been here that there's a strong presence that wants this state. I'm going to just keep it just exactly like I've seen it. There's a authority that wants the state of California. There's a power that goes back to the age of the Philistines. Even further than that, it goes back to the Garden of Eden. Can I take my time? It's my last night. We'll be out by 2 or so. Will that be all right? Hallelujah. But it goes back to the very Garden of Eden when Satan had told Eve, said, "Oh, you ain't going to die. You're going to be... you'll be like God." That authoritative king of the hill. I want to be God. I want to be the one in charge. And that spirit has fought God's divine order from the day one. But I know in whom I believe. the things that I have seen with my eyes, I cannot help but believe in what he tells me. And what he tells me is right some real cuckoo stuff. I mean, it just don't, you look at it, it's like, really, brother? Really? But God is getting our attention. Why didn't, when the Lord delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, why did he send them to the Red Sea? There was another way around. Why did he go? Y'all know that? You know there was another way around. He didn't have to go across the Red Sea. He didn't. He could walk around. He was kind of idiot. We want to cross the sea. God did. To prove his power from generation to generation. Now, either we're going to believe that that is real, or we need to take that out and just put it in the children's class. Yeah, that's a good children's story. Praise God. Either we're going to believe that he did part the Red Sea. We're going to believe that he did raise Lazarus from the dead. We're going to believe that Elisha's bones raised the dead, that the persons that they throwed up in there. Either we're going to believe that. We're going to believe that when the Leviticus, when the priests put their feet down inside the Jordan, that the waters, the Bible said, stood up on a heap. Well, why did the Lord wait? I mean, good Lord, have mercy. Why did you wait till the Jordan was all swollen out of the banks? You could have just done this, you know, a month ago, and we could have walked across it anyway. Now, why'd you wait till it was 8 foot tall? Because he wants to show us something. We don't believe nothing. And he don't have to do this. He don't have to do it. There's a spirit. I've always said, if you have the right spirit. Mama used to tell me, said, son, if you've got a Volkswagen attitude, the Lord will let you drive a Cadillac. But if you got a Cadillac attitude, you're going to be in a Maverick. Anybody know what a Maverick was? That goes way back there. Anyway, that's one of them fancy old cars. But the unity that the Lord is bringing us together with right now, you would not be here in this church today, some of you wouldn't, if the Lord would not have allowed is to rattle your food table. You wouldn't be here asking, this brother, you wouldn't have flew from Michigan for God's sake. What's wrong with you? You lost your mind? But if God would not have allowed you to be stirred, you wouldn't be here. No doubt you'd be, you know, maybe attending something going on up near your home or church or something like that. Some of us, though, ain't even attended church. The Lord, I've seen some people that's been in this, me and my wife, they've told me, I ain't never been to church in my life. Say, we don't know what this is. And they're scared. I'd lay hands on them and start telling them, you know, the way the gift of knowledge works, you know, it tells people sometimes the Lord reveals things inside people's life, and it was really getting real personal. Some of the stuff God was showing, like, you know, you had a pain running down right through here in your butt, going right, you know, and it's a disc, and that's pretty personal stuff. But when God begins to reveal such stuff as this, it was scaring some of the people that has never been in church. But the Lord today has a unity going on that's going to give us our White House back. I'll try to leave you alone. That way you won't get darts thrown at you on Facebook. Oh, she was there. You see her? She agreed with everything. But the Lord has a body right now, and you're a part of it. Every one of you. There's something been going on the inside of your heart that you have never felt before. Yes, it has a lot to do with the Lord taking everything that you've ever believed in. All your freedom. Taking Dr. Seuss off the shelf. I mean, come on, you know. Y'all know they ain't after Dr. Seuss? They want my Bible off my pulpit. But when things start getting our home, and I've made the statement that when you walk up on my step and tell me I can't have my dog no more, you know, you ain't gone. It's my dog on my step. Leave me alone. But God has woke up America in a way that He could not wake it up. Pastor knows. How many years have you preached? 40-something. 45 years. And out of all, I don't really know the pastor by the flesh, but I know her by the Spirit. Because when I seen her, the day I seen her, the Lord spoke to me about her. And said that she's a woman of great wisdom. And that God had just let me know He had called her out. She's silent. She's one of those to sneak up on you and knock the devil in the head. He ain't even know he's coming. She don't let her left hand know what her right hand's doing. Hallelujah. We're in that day right now. That the power of the unity of prayer. We don't know it because the years and years and years has passed by to where the churches is closed, prayers out of school. We've got people that wants to run our nation that hates God. But the Lord is calling you out by shaking your homes just exactly like He's did. If God would have allowed, and I know if you go back and listen to the dreams, some of the dreams you'll have to find them on what they is a TV, Jesus in You TV. I started on there before I had my own channel. So some of my first videos is not on my channel. Some of my first ones is on another brother that was down in Georgia that helped me put that first video up. And like I say, done 1 million views or so in 7 days because it was about the Capitol and the January the 6th thing. It was so... I mean, the way it was described out, and then it happens exactly like the dream said, I mean, right down to the everything. I mean, there's no way you know that kind of stuff. It's just impossible. But God was showing this just to let you know. He knew it was coming anyway. You can't sneak something across on the Lord. Now, we might not know it. But God is an all-seeing God. You can't just sneak up in His back door and say, ah! Gotcha! No, you can't do that. Three, 4 years ago, I need to get a date. I think I keep changing to 3 or 4 years. I need to figure out when the date was. But I, in that little church of yours, how long ago was that? The prophecy. 2018. And the word of the Lord had come out and said, that I'll uncover the atrocity that's in the White House. And it'll be worse than Watergate. And I, come on now, 2018, everything was pretty good. I mean, I had corn dogs on the table, you know, pork and beans in the can. Oh, I'm sorry, that's truck driving stuff. But he said he would reveal the atrocity. He did just that. He did just that. He mentioned the deaths. He said, you'll cover up. Remember, you'll cover up the deaths of the elderly in New York. Remember? It's just as plain as I'm speaking right now. And this was in 2018. He said, you'll cover it up. He said, but I'll judge you for what you've done. Their blood cries from the ground. See, now that's when you get the Lord on your back. He'll forgive you if you'll ask him. But there comes a time when God's hand is going to reach down there and he's going to pull his belt off, as Daddy says. Boy, I used to beg, Daddy, I won't do it no more. I know you won't. Daddy, please. Daddy, I'm sorry. I know you will be. And Mama, Lord, I didn't want Mama getting a hold of me. Lord Jesus. But the Lord had spoke there that day. I know I'm real slow about this, but this is powerful what I'm getting to tonight. The results of what the Lord is talking to you right now will stay with you. And it'll give you hope and an ability to stand and have hope, all of us together. I need you. I need you. I need your faith. I need you to believe with me. I've made the statement that I'll stand here on my own, you just hold on. And that's true. But I still need your faith. We're united together, it makes it strong. The Lord, when the Lord starts moving, he moves in a way the Lord touches your body, the cancerous. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Lord goes through all of your body, through your system, makes you well from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil's tried his level best to kill you and take your life. But the Lord's adding years to your life today because he curses all of this that's in your body right now by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But the Lord has opened us up, opened our vision. And I was praying through. I've been seeing this for a little bit now. I said, Lord, you're sneaky. I mean, he's wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. I mean, when I say sneaky, it's just the Lord is he's God. Amen. But how the Lord went up inside your home and you don't even go to church. Made you pray. And you didn't even hear a preacher. That's pretty strong stuff. That's strong stuff, church. That he went up inside and he's filled this church and everywhere we go there's people flying in. Did you hear a preacher? Or did the Lord stir you about what's happening in the country? You're hunting a word. You're hunting an answer. To see if the word that I speak is real. And I challenge you to go back and look at what I say. I challenge you to. Because it's real. Some things I've always said is conditional. He's God. But the Lord is raising up a people right now. And I am telling you, I'm going to try to get into a couple of dreams, of parts of. But this one dream, we had had a petition. And it was me and Robin Bullock. Does anybody know Robin Bullock? And we had a petition. It was a scroll. Scroll between it. Rolled up. And we were walking inside, I say, the courts of heaven. And when I say the courts of heaven, it was a courtroom, a waiting room to wait on the judge. But this courtroom was different than any other courtrooms that you might. You know, you wait and everybody goes in and the judge sits here. This judge had a secret chamber that you had to grant. He had to grant to you for you to come into that secret place. We were coming and there were people crying from all over. People praying. We had a scroll and we went in and the Lord, you could see the Lord, He held His hands out of like a doorway of this secret chamber and said, come. And when He said, come, there's a revelation that comes sometimes when God speaks. He can speak a word and it's a thousand things. He can speak one thing and the revelation of it is just like, well, I'll catch up next couple weeks. Writing, because He's so awesome with the things that He can reveal to you, just like this, by revelation. Robin had took this and me and him was walking. Now, I asked Robin, could I say this, because it's kind of a little humiliating, but I'm going to say it. He said I could. But we were walking in heaven, and I seen we did not have clothes on, normal clothes. And it wasn't a vulgar scene, but it was, you could see our legs, and it was like nothing from this world entered into this place. We were pure right down to the skin that was on our back. And then we had a cloak that was on us, and it was made out of some kind of animal's hair, and it was thin, but it wrapped around us like this, and it come down about to here, and you could see our legs from here down. And we walked in to this place, and Robin had a scroll, and he rolled it out on the ground like that, and I looked at him, and I knew that we had come to present something before the Lord. We come to ask Him of something for the people. When He rolled the scroll out, the more it rolled, the longer it got. And the longer it got, the further that me and him got away from the door. Till it was so far that you couldn't see the end of the scroll. But I knew that this scroll was signed, but it was not with an ink pen. It was signed with tears. Tears of the prayers of the United States of America. People that had prayed for the country, that had brought a petition before the Lord, who save our country. And the Lord heard it. And when Robin throwed the scroll on the ground, it sounded like, best I can say is John said it right, it sounded like thunder. But in my dream, it didn't sound like thunder. I don't know what it was. But it was loud. It was like the earth was shaking. And you could look, and it changed to where I could see the whole earth. And it was just rattling, shaking on its axis. And as we stood there, Robin spoke up and he said, "We, the people of the United States of America, we want our land back." And he kept on, and the more he talked, the more the power of God hit him. He said, "We want our homes back. I want my schools back. I want my children back." And as he began to declare these things, the heavens was literally rattling inside that atmosphere, and the courts was just from the power of that word. And the Lord spoke and he said, "Granted." When he said, "Granted," he said, "I avenge you of your adversary." Can you find that for me? Can you find that for me? The unjust judge. But that's what I heard, is I avenge you of your adversary. I want to tell you something, children of God. In 2016, a prophecy come out and spoke and said that Donald Trump would win by a landslide. It sure didn't look good about 8 o'clock that night. It looked pitiful. But we'd held on to the word. You remember that? Well, we went to bed. We went to sleep. Before something went on, before the daylight of the next day, it had flipped to where what they tried to do then, what they did now. But they didn't anticipate God to be in it like he did. This time they were ready for bear, wasn't they? But it done exactly like God had said. God took a nobody and made him a president. Why? Why? Is he all that righteous? No. God chose Nebuchadnezzar. And you know what? God called Nebuchadnezzar his friend. Y'all ought to read that. That's pretty good stuff. And Lord, why are you calling me a friend? He put all your people in captivity. And then the Lord talked about in one area how that I made you like a tree to all the fowls of the air can land in it. And the Lord put him, that Nebuchadnezzar put him out in a field eating grass. Claws growed out because he failed to recognize God is God. I'm here to tell you something tonight. I have no degrees of any college. I finished the sixth grade, I think. Or did I? Did I finish this issue? I do this to my wife. I love my wife, y'all. I thank God for her. But I've had 38 years in a college that my mom called neology. Neology. You learn on your knees. Hallelujah. You can feel the very power of what I'm saying as a witness. You know when something's a lie. You know when something ain't truth. And the spiritual people can even tell it more. You know when it's a lie. He's not done, church. Do I believe that there's a time coming that's going to be awful? The Bible says it is. The Bible says that there'll be days coming. Jesus spoke of it, of trouble. But this ain't the time. The time now is for revival, to save mankind across the world. And the unity of this, the Lord began to show me. There's a spirit. There's a spirit that's entered into your heart. That's unified us. It's not religion. But it's just pure right out the Spirit of God. It's God that's done this. It's God that's made us join together and say, we're going to pray together. I'm going to stand with you. You're going to stand with me. Hallelujah. That unity has been divided through time. The Civil War was a time that America was at odds with each other. And probably more people died in that than any of the wars that we've had. And it brought a destruction that the bullet didn't bring. It brought a destruction that death didn't bring. It destroyed the unity of the people. And that's far greater than any bullet that you could pull. Anything that you could pull against people. When we become such involved that we cannot live together, the Bible says that if we bite and devour one another, take heed lest you're consumed by one another. Meaning if you bite and chew at each other all the time with negativity, it's going to grow something. Every time I walked in the house, I didn't have nothing but bad to say to my wife. It's going to affect her directly to where she's not going to talk to me. Satan has used these tactics. Hear me now. The devil has come in up under our noses and has crippled the country. He has stole our birthright. We didn't even see it. We never saw it coming like this. Now that it's here, we realize that this is deeper than Capitol Hill. We realize that it's deeper than the different standards or of our beliefs or our the unity of America. I was thinking about this the other day, how Africa is so complex and so divided, and death, and famine, looting, stealing. A big country. But because there's no unity, it is divided against itself. And it won't stand. It will not stand like that. But the Lord is putting something inside your heart tonight. You feel it growing. That is the power. I don't have to jump up and down, run around the church. Because this is real on its own. It's real on its own. The Lord told me today as I was getting ready, He said, my words, the Lord said, my words, they're spirit and they're life. We have been in a satanic takeover. And it started long time ago. Long time ago. Slowly, the devil taking certain religious freedoms or different things away from your homes to where the power that made this nation what it is was God. The power that made this nation to be able to, everyone looks upon the United States. Oh, if I could just live there. If I could just be a part of that. Everybody's eyes is on America. Because we are blessed. We stand, the Lord told me, on a holy ground. Why? Because He's blessed it to be holy. He's chose the land. He's chose the land and He's made it what it is. I saw today a turnaround for the state of California. Satan has been fighting the West Coast for years. And the devil has his people just like God has His. But I've seen God move people out of the way that was in the way. I've seen God I've seen death in the White House. And it all has to do with God's divine order, not mine. This ain't about a person. This is about persons, souls. This is about the world. The Lord told me about 5 years ago, He said that I'm fixing to move like I did in Louis. I didn't know what in the world He was talking about, Louis. I said, well, good. Praise God. They found out what the Louis is. So I went on Google. I couldn't find it for nothing. Louis. But But I can't spell neither. And I began to look for it because I knowed it meant something. I laid down the next night and I began to see people repenting that walked out inside pastures. No church. Just repenting. Lord, forgive me. And it swept across the world. And then he spoke to me again. He said, I'm fixing to move like I did in the Louis. Oh, by that time, I was real stirred up. Louis. So I called my wife. Got her on the Google. Everybody else that I could think of. And my spelling of Louis was just wrong. I'll put it that way. And about a year passed. Couldn't find Louis. So I wrote it down like I do. I wrote it on paper and I got books and books of dreams and pages of just stuff. I need some kind of organization. And I got one. They're all piled up. About a year passed. I was riding and I got stopped that night in the truck. And I turned my microphone on the Google search and I said, old-fashioned revivals. I wanted to hear somebody that I ain't heard before, you know, hunting old-fashioned revivals, something different. First thing come up was the Louis Awakening. I said, Louis Awakening? I ain't never heard of that. I'd heard everything. But never heard of the Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And I began to look at that man from Scotland, began to talk about the Lewis, as he said. He said, never before me saw in me eyes what the Lord done in the Lewis. And when he said that, I said, whoa, wait a minute. What did you just say? I backed it up. Never before he saw in me eyes what I saw the Lord do in the Louis. And I look back and it's L-E-W, that is not Louis. Louis. So then I realized that I was spelling it wrong. Hallelujah. And the Lord had spoke Louis. Well, over there they leave the S off. And they just don't talk like folks down south talk, you know, with the Ewans and the things and the Duns and the, you know how we... Okay, never mind. I began to listen. And I cried for 3 days. 3 days. He said, I flew in. And two older ladies had prayed for revival. Said that the church had got down to where there was just a few left in the church. They was going to singings, dances. He went inside the church that night, and him and a young man, it wasn't just him and that one young man was left. He began to pray, and a young man started prophesying. That I'm fixing to move any minute. Well, Brother Campbell was the visiting pastor, and he said, well, praise God. You know, there wasn't nobody in there but two folks. I'm fixing to move any minute. That sounds like some of the stuff we've been looking at lately. They closed in a prayer and walked out the back door. And there was about 250 people sitting outside that door. And had never been to church. They were from a neighboring village. And they said, can you please? Is there anything for us? Can you pray with us? Went back to church and went to 10 o'clock next morning. About time at 10 o'clock morning meeting left. a young man come from across another village. Come up and he said, Brother Campbell, you've got to come look. You've got to come see this. He said, well, I can't. It'll probably be 3 a.m. before I can come. I'm tied up here. I'm sorry. He said, that's okay. Come at 3 a.m. When you can come, just come. Now, this was all day now. He's wanting to come see then and waited all day till late that morning. Brother Campbell said he topped that hill. And the pasture was full of people. Full of people on their knees. Moms down by the sons. Lord, I thank you that you saved me, son. They had made a big pile of their liquor jugs. Closed all the taverns in that valley. Piled them up. The bagpipe players that was inside the dance halls run outside of the dance halls and begin to pray Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Bagpipes down through Scotland. He went and got some rest and come back the next night. The police chief come to him crying. Said, you've got to come down here. Every time I tell that since I've met you, I think of you. He went down and the constable, I believe they called him there, which was... He turned a corner and Brother Campbell said he just started weeping. There were people all over the courthouse steps, all down the streets, praying. Lord, have you forgotten me? Repenting. The Lord shook that place. Then he told me, I'm fixing to move. Like I did in the Louis. This is it. Look around you. This is it. This is what the Lord spoke of. We went to a Methodist church up in Tennessee. It was so far back in the woods, and GPS didn't work, nothing didn't work. You'd go down there by that stump down there, and if you turn left by that waller holler there, I tell you now, you got to go about 3 clicks down through there like that there, and if you go past old Bo's house, you've gone too far. You know, and it's like, oh, Lord Jesus. Somehow the people came out to that little old place in the hills of Tennessee from all over the United States to hear me. There were so many people there, they couldn't get them in the church. They had to stand outside. The hands of God. Y'all know it is. Y'all know anybody? Y'all know this ain't me. Y'all know God is doing something. He's chose somebody like me so you could believe it. If he chose somebody with a bigger caliber, you know, somebody of great standings, I don't know if you could have believed it or not. So he took an idiot. And begin to speak His Word. And His Word come to pass inside your heart. It's reviving this nation. And the Lord told me that this Spirit that He has poured out inside the hearts of the individual, that's going to save our country. If your heart ain't in it, hard for you to fight that fight. But when the Lord puts something down inside your heart, like this, hallelujah, don't you feel something great? But all the warfare that we are in today, the Lord has called us to unity. He has called us to stand together. He has called us in this great country to stand together. In God we trust. We pray over our meals, yes, we do. The Lord is first in a lot of the homes. And He has proven it now. He has proven it now in everybody's heart. God's coming first in your life. And with this, He is going to move an unprecedented way that's going to blow the world's mind. When Moses come down inside Egypt and told Pharaoh to let my people go, Moses, one man and his words and a staff, come upside the biggest army in the world. That sounds about like some of us prophets saying that Trump's going to return. Oh, that's new. That's good stuff, ain't it? See, what we fail to realize, I'm not out here preaching a wing and a prayer. I'm not out here. I don't care. I've said it before. I don't care if they put Donald Duck up in there. Now, that didn't go over too good, but it's just the truth. I'm about religion not taking over the God in my life. I'm about the Lord saving the world, and we need a good leader. And if Donald Duck's going to be the one, oh, hoorah, get him in there. But the Lord is going to choose. What He's going to choose is where I'm going with this. He's going to put who He wants to put in there. Hallelujah, because He can touch the heart of the individual. He can move on the heart of the people to give. See, the one thing that matters to the Lord above all of everything that there is souls. He don't care, you know, per se, that if you got your Social Security when you retire. Well, that just scared you. I felt that didn't go over good. The Lord cares for you, your needs. Let me revise this. He cares for your needs. Boy, I'm straightening up. Give me a minute. Well, y'all beat me up and I ain't even got my words out yet. Hold on. But when He told them that the birds has nests, He said, consider the lilies of the field. That's what I'm talking about. He knows. He set things in order for you to be took care of. But what matters to Him is His divine word. Someday, we'll all stand before a great judge and give an account for everything that we've done. If it's not up under the blood, there's two places that we're going. Heaven is one and hell is the other. Preachers hate preaching about hell anymore. Well, hell ain't made for me, so I ain't going there. God is fixing to touch the heart of judges. God's going to touch their heart and turn them around. They're going to stand up for what's right. They're not going to go the way of the world. They're not going to be threatened no more. They're not going to be kill all their people that works for them just to blackmail them. There was a prophecy came out, and you can go back and you can look at this and the dates that's on it. You can see when I loaded it on YouTube, the date I loaded it. Not the date that I put up that I put it or when I had it, but it tells you the actual date of when it was loaded on YouTube if you go look in there. And there was a word came out about a senator that was in Georgia that some of her help got disintegrated and blowed out of an automobile. But the word that came out was the blackmail of the governor. I don't know none of this stuff. I'm not one to sit and watch stuff like that. I don't care to. I want to be able to hear what the Lord tells me. And then it might not sound kosher because some of my words might be not make a bit of sense. And you might have to go into my dictionary to find out what they mean. But the Lord was just telling what had happened. And this was days before it ever happened. And sure enough, Kelly Loeffler's help was blowed out of the automobile. Ain't no garbage truck hit that thing. Y'all come on now. I'm dumb, but I ain't that dumb. Anything that can blow the motor a mile down the street, wasn't no garbage truck. But I said that to say this. There's nothing out here that God don't see. God don't know. He knows everything. He is not out here to give any of the prophets or the men of God any kind of great hoodoo. And, you know, y'all need to change my seat up here. I need one a little taller when I come. You know, and put a king's hat up there or something, you know. Well, maybe you can get me up there above the sign. And the great prophet Timothy Dixon will be coming. And, you know, but it has everything to do, though, with what God is doing in this hour. God ain't no longer going to give His glory to people. He is going to move in such a fashion that we cannot deny it. Amen. We cannot deny it. When the Lord pulled up Moses up there, the Lord come in there and He started showing miracles just like that. Just like that. Hallelujah. But everywhere where there was miracles, in Goshen, there was no trouble. In Goshen, there was no trouble. When the death angel came through and had told him to put the blood above the doorpost. Hallelujah. And passed over him. That's the kind of power that I'm talking about that the Lord is doing right now, that we're living in today. And I'm going to tell you, I'm prophesying this, thus saith the Lord, in the remaining of some of the stuff I'm fixing to say. God is fixing to turn this county around. He is fixing to turn these wedges of demonic holes of history. There's still people diddly-dallying around here with witchcraft, and God's going to clog your crystal ball up. There's going to be a spirit of the Lord that's going to fall here in this place. It's going to fall in Pottersville and clean to Los Angeles. And it's going to bring people. You're going to have to get some more chairs. Lord, help us. Probably, I don't know, good luck. I'll pray for you. But God is fixing to shake this place. He's fixing to move. And see, the Lord ain't like Bill Gates. He don't want the land to, you know, for some scientific discovery of why he can grow three eyes in one cat's head. Or, you know, whatever. The Lord wants the people. The Lord blesses the people. The Lord saves the soul of man. The Lord said that He'll bless my land. The Lord said that He'll bless what my hands touch. He said, I'll bless you when you're coming in, and I'll bless you when you're going out. Hallelujah. My wife, the Lord began to speak to her a couple of years ago, and she was still on that magnet thing on the refrigerator, how God was going to move, and I was ready to give up and go bankrupt and get me a bicycle and ride it and quit and working. And you know, I was just in a mess, and God's going to move. Yeah, praise the Lord, I know He is. Hallelujah. That was one of them moments like Elijah was shut up in a cave. Well, I was in my cave at that time. She began to, man, the Lord just get a hold to her, and she began to speak, and she'd come out, and the Lord spoke to her, and she started reading the whole 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. I said, now you got to come out here with something like that. Hallelujah. And said, I'll bless your coming in. I'll bless your going out. I said, good Lord, have mercy, Jesus. How can you argue with that? And talking about everything that He was going to bless. Hallelujah. And nothing was going to be shorted. He's going to give you the long stick. Hallelujah. And she walked out there and she started praying over her garden. Hallelujah. A little old garden. It wasn't much. It a plant. And I thought, Lord Jesus, bless my wife's plant. Lord, that thing ain't going to make it. She'd grow a tomato. And I looked at it and I said, God in heaven, she ain't got no green thumb. I don't know what color it is. But that little old tomato looked so pitiful out there. And she began to pray and she'd go out with her. Now, when she talks in tongues, it's different. I don't know. We won't go there. But when she begins to pray, she goes into this poetic thing like with her and the Lord. But she started blessing that old tomato plant. I went back out on the road, brother, out in my truck, and I usually stayed out about 6 weeks. I come back in that 6 weeks, that thing was so, it was growed up to the age of the house. She had to take fence that the, you know, to make little tomato fences from the, you know, for the tomato to get, you had to make another one. They didn't even make the thing big enough for her tomato plant. Now, what kind of crazy stuff is that? But the Lord was showing us something. The Lord was showing us something. And she dropped a squash seed, didn't you? Wasn't it? And it grew all over the side of the house. I mean, squash growing all upside, it's crazy. They don't let it grow like that in Alabama. We got red clay down there, y'all, now. Just in case y'all didn't know that. But you have to stick fertilizer and all kind of other stuff. Newspaper, worms, and anything else you can get in to make it grow. But God was showing us something there, that His power, hallelujah, that we have forgotten. Through time, we have forgotten the benefits of the unity. We have forgotten the benefits of the power that when you come down here, you must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks Him. You must believe that when you fall on your knees and you begin to say, Lord, spare Thy people. Don't give us a reproach, Lord. But Lord, spare America. Stand up, give us revival, Lord. You've got to believe in your heart that what He's showing us right now, the Lord has raised up, just in case you ain't seeing this real clear, I'm going to help you. The Lord has raised up an army here. Sisters tried for 45 years to recruit you, and you wouldn't come. So he had to blow your lettuce off your table. Come on. How many sees what I'm talking about? The Lord had to show us, wake us up, help us see. When something becomes a vision to you, you can fight that thing then. It becomes reality to you. But if you do not believe in what I'm saying, you cannot fight this that I'm talking about. You have to see what I'm seeing. You have to believe in what I believe in, or the words that I'm speaking don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. But when the faith begins to stand up inside our hearts, you can look out here, and last night was a different crew of people. Well, tonight's another crew of folks. Sunday morning was a different bunch. My Lord, you know, that's what, 1,500 folks right there? That's a good start. Hallelujah, that the Lord is raising up an army. But this army is not going to tote a pistol, per se. This army is going to get down upon their knees. Hallelujah. And we're going to join together. Hallelujah. I might be in the state of Alabama. Hallelujah. And you might be on the coast of California. But our prayers, we're going to mount up together. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. The sheriff, sometimes he'll text me through the day, and I think, Lord, he's way over there. But he'll be sending me a prophecy. I'm standing with you, brother. I don't answer him all the time. I'm busy doing something or other. But he'll text me and say, I'm with you. I'm standing with you. Hallelujah. And bro, you don't know how that makes you feel. Hallelujah. You look down and you're in the middle of you're fixing to take a service or something, or something's going on, God's doing this, doing that, and you look down, ping dong. Sheriff. Then it gets a good picture of him and the other brother with the bugle that was here last night. On my ID. Hallelujah. Standing with you. It puts a fight down and it makes you want to. I got this. Hallelujah. That is what the Lord is doing. He is putting something in us together right here. Everywhere I go, the Lord told me to tell. He said here today, he said on your closing sermon, and the Lord sent me, he sent me to Washington, D.C. on the 7th of August. And it's a big minister's meeting. Ain't nothing but preachers going to be there. Hallelujah. But I'm the guest speaker. Is that crazy? There's a brother that supports us, and he's got an airplane. He flew in up to Nashville, and he's a precious country brother out of Arkansas. And he said, brother, things just don't get no bigger than this right here. Look at that. 2 months ago, you was out there digging in your nose. I don't know why people want to keep talking about me digging my nose. But sir, do you need prayer before you go? Do you need prayer? Can I pray for you? I know I'm long-winded here. Can I pray for you? Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I touch my brother. I give him strength. Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I strengthen his days. None of us has got too much, I don't believe, left in this whole world, Lord, before you come back. But Lord, I ask you, his remaining years on this world, that you bless this man. Hallelujah. Turn things around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I curse the stroke Hallelujah. That's took hold to your heart and life. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a big praise. Wasn't you the one in a walker? Hallelujah. Sir, microphone, let me get your testimony real quick. The Lord is good. What happened? Did I pray for her? What was wrong with you?
My hip and my shoulder and my joints, and I was barely able to stand here last night. And I had my walker, and you came over, you put your hands on my head, and you prayed for me. And I felt a relief and a calmness, and I had no more pain in my leg.
Can you stand up? Stand up and walk for me. Somebody help me. I told her she'd be skipping around. I remember that now. Praise the Lord. See, the Lord's good, church. He's good. Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. There's an army that's rising up. There's an army of the Lord that's rising up right now. Hallelujah. An army of the Lord that's rising up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's going to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord's touching your knees. Thank you, Jesus. Like a stiffness and a real, like a crippling. It ain't arthritis, but a great soreness gets in you. Right now, the Lord's touching you. But there's a crippling also trying to get hold of your joints and your hands. You ain't been able to grasp things and hold things like you used to. Hallelujah. And you've had shortness of breath and you've been scared to death. Hallelujah. Well, I curse the shortness of breath. Hallelujah. You're going to be fine. By the power of the name of Jesus. And you got sugar. Hallelujah. A little bit of sugar. But the Lord curses that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're fixing to see your joints. Especially your hands, this one. Hallelujah. This right hand is almost paralyzed. Hallelujah. And this one's going to feel the power, but this one's almost paralyzed. Hallelujah. All down through your arm. You can't use it like you want to, and you don't understand it. Hallelujah. But I got a shot called the gospel pill. Hallelujah. I got a shot that ring digs, ring ding ding bing dings. The COVID thing there. Hallelujah. I got a shot in my pouch called the gospel. Hallelujah. And you're hearing. You're hearing. Touch that ear right there, Sister Dixon. By the power of the name of Jesus Christ, you are fixing to hear things that you're not supposed to hear. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. I see some children, the Lord's fixing to save. Hallelujah. I see trouble. Oh, if you could just straighten it out yourself in your home and your loved ones, but you can't. And you beg, Lord, please. You went through such trials. Over this time, this is your day. It's over. It's over. Somebody help me praise Him. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the power of God. There's nothing like the power of the Lord. Hallelujah.